What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. Isn't he mighty? Lord, you're mighty. You're awesome. You're powerful. And I'm telling you that if we would just give ourselves the prayer, I told somebody today, whatever you do, don't stop praying. The old saints used to sing a song that said, saints, don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying. Why? Because he's going to answer you. God doesn't tell any lies. He's a man of his word. He does what he says. And all he's looking for is somebody to take him at his word to remind him of what he said. I know that if God said it, he's going to do it. But you got to find yourself continually in prayer. Don't get moved from it. Don't get stopped from it. Don't let nothing block you. Amen. I think there's another song, the Pilgrim Jubilee, say, don't you let nobody turn you around. Amen. And that's the truth. We got to push yourself. Push yourself in prayer. Push yourself in intercession. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing block you. But you got to continue to pray, knowing that whatever God has declared and spoken concerning your life, it will surely come to pass. Pastor Butler, if you're on here, I want you to pray for about 10 minutes. And then when you get done, I'll take it from there. I'll put it in your hands. Pray for about 10 minutes. Make your prayer points real clear. And then I will take it from there. More grace.
Yes, sir. More grace, Pastor. Grace be unto you, family, and peace be multiplied. Amen. I'm going to, amen, go into prayer with you all, and we're going to pray for something that is very, very, very important that many times we negate and we get so used to going in other ventures. But I've been getting calls, people having mind battles, and they're saints. They're saved. And so we're praying, amen, bless God, against the power of suggestion. Against the power of suggestion. Now, suggestion, you know, means to hint or to bring forward. In other words, to purpose or to insinuate something. That's a suggestion. It means to, you know, give somebody an idea or a plan or even put forward for your consideration. And every suggestion you get is not God. And so we're breaking every ungodly suggestive thought that come, because your suggestions cause you to respond to them. Amen. Bless God. So lift your right hand right now. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, let me go to a scripture before we go there. Amen. The Bible says, and Jeremiah 29:11. You know that, Jeremiah 29:11. And he says, amen. Amen. Let's go there. Jeremiah 29:11. You know it by heart, but let's go there just for the sake of you seeing it written, because what this is doing, he is giving you a suggestion, an idea, a plan. He is insinuating, if you do this, I'll do that, or this is what I have in store for you. He says in the 11th verse, for I know the thought that I have toward you. Here's the suggestion now for us. Amen, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And many times, Pastor always talks about, amen, God's not angry with you. He's not mad with me. It's under the blood. Well, he's telling you here, the thoughts I have for you are good. So every ungodly, suggestive thought about you failing, being incompetent, unable, won't make it, we're pulling that down. The Bible says, amen, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, real quickly. There's going to be one prayer point if I don't do another one, but I want to get this out and get this into your spirit. And so we'll stop coming on here, hearing these prayers, and then getting out of the prayer and doing what Pastor, failing to do what Pastor have told us, and that is to go back and listen to it. Why? Because it places the suggestive therapy, amen, of what you have prayed, so it will become written on the corridor of your thought life. Glory to God. Listen to what he says, amen, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Here it is. Casting down imaginations or every suggestive thought or picture show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Lift your right hand and say, Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, I execute my authority and I rebuke every suggestion that is not godly, holy, pure, of good report, and brings virtue, hallelujah, or praise. I pull it down and banish it. Let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You told us to let this mind that was in Christ be in us. Father, so now we allow, we give place to, we yield, and we, Lord, you surrender our thought life to you. Hallelujah. The suggestions that come through media, through television, Lord Jesus, through the telephone, through people's mouths, through friends, and yea, even foes, that is not building us up, that is not, Lord, what you have called us to, how you commanded us to walk in, said about us, hallelujah, bless God, decreed and declared through your word that we are. We rebuke them. We refuse to entertain them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come against every subliminal thought, every thought that's operating below the threshold. Hallelujah. Sensual consciousness, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every thought, Lord Jesus, that would suggest anything other than what we are hearing, despite who it comes from or where it comes from, we pull it down and we decree and declare right now, be banished back to the pits of hell. We send it back to the abyss from whence it came in Jesus' mighty name. God, we give you praise and glory now that we think what you said we are. We're more than conquer. We're head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are blessed in the fruit of our body. Our children are blessed. We decree we don't receive the suggestions of failure, of Lord Jesus, incidents and accidents. We decree, Ama, Okore. In the name of Jesus, Father, according to your word, no weapon formed against us is going to be able to prosper. So we, Lord Jesus, now make our declaration that we have a sound mind. Hallelujah. And every suggestion that is contrary to that which is, Lord, holy and of good report, we have been given the authority to police it up. Hallelujah. And to banish it back from whence it came. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, Father, that we are more than the conqueror. We thank you now. Receive your thoughts towards us are good. Come on and pray. Get up off of your lazy self and let's pray. Reach out. Get your mind back. Come on, come on, call your mind back in. Father, we think on those things that are true, just lovely, of good report, full of virtue and praise. Father, even what the man of God told us to listen to all day after we pray. Father, infiltrate our minds right on the tablets of our heart. Put it within the corridor of our mental facilities. In the matchless name of Jesus, the thing that, Lord, we pray, Father, you said, for as we think, so are we. And we think, Lord God, ourselves happy, not depressed, not oppressed, not discouraged, dismayed, or despondent. We think ourselves, hallelujah, to be, Lord, prosperous. We think, Micaiah, Imanzuli beyond Sata, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise for it. We give you honor for it. And we decree and declare that it is, in fact, already done. According to your matchless word, you said in Isaiah 55, for your thoughts, they're not our thoughts, and your ways are not our ways. So we seek your thoughts. Whatever you say, God, it's the suggesting to us the idea, the purpose, the plan. Hallelujah. What you insinuate, we gravitate to. We initiate, and we put it into practical application today. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, Moya, in Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.
My God, that is a very powerful thing that he just shared with us, and I really want you to understand that and catch that by revelation, because the enemy is after people's mind. I'm telling you, people are snapping, and people are losing it, and you wonder where it's coming from, but I'm telling you right now, that thing has broken tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 12. But all it's going to talk about is how Absalom turned on his father, and he used Ahithophel. When he spoke, the Bible declares that Ahithophel, when he spoke, it was as if he was an oracle of God. But the enemy used Ahithophel. You understand that? Even though Ahithophel spoke as an oracle of God, what the enemy did was got a hold to the person that everyone would trust. I hope y'all getting what I'm saying. See, what the enemy will do is sometime if he can't get to you, he'll use somebody that you trust to get to you and use that as a conspiracy to destroy everything that God has planned and predestinated for your life. Ahithophel was the kind of person that the Bible declares that whenever Ahithophel spoke, it was as he spoke as an oracle of God. And what Absalom did was turn on his father and use Ahithophel to help him persuade the other people against David. And Ahithophel was a part of the conspiracy. That was a very strong conspiracy. And again, let me slow it down for you so you can understand this. Let's say that he is Prophet Khan. God has spoken to me. The hand of God is on my life. I'm a man of God, all right? But let's say someone in KCC, it has the spirit of Absalom, and they have a spirit where they're trying to destroy the house. Now, this is not what's happening. I'm just telling you. I just want you to understand. I'm just giving an example. Let's say, I don't believe I'm being prophetic, but I could be being prophetic right now, okay? But let's say someone has the spirit of Absalom where they are trying to destroy the house. And always remember, one of the greatest attacks of the enemy is not explosion, but implosion. He doesn't attack from the outside all the time. Sometimes he attacks from the inside, and it's very hard for you to recognize it because you are not on guard with people who are in the house. I'm always on guard with those who are at the house, but rarely are you on guard with people that are in the house. Because if you're in the house and don't agree with the house, just leave the house. You don't have to fight the house. Just leave the house, because you can't be in a house and fight the house and think God is going to honor you because you're out of order. Hey, Shatalaba, Landele Mekialaman Sotolo Moyada. So look, I want you to catch this by revelation. So what the enemy does, let's say someone has the spirit of Absalom and they're trying to destroy the house, okay, what they'll do is they will get a hold to somebody that somebody listens to. A person who is very trusted in KCC is Pastor Butler. So if someone was to get a hold to Pastor Butler and turn Pastor Butler against me, all right, Pastor Butler would be the Ahithophel, and the other individual would be the Absalom. And let's say they get Pastor Butler on their team, and even though they don't have confidence in Absalom, they had confidence in Ahithophel or Pastor Butler, because Pastor Butler spoke as an oracle of God, and he was on David's side. It's a conspiracy. Some of you got to be discerning. And I try to have these conversations with some of you, but you're so carnal, you're so natural, that you don't even recognize conspiracies. You don't even recognize schemes and plots of the enemy that the enemy is using to rob you, to block you, to hinder you, to buffet you, to harass you, to pull you out of your rightful place. The enemy right now is cooking up a conspiracy. Come on, Prophet Khan, you preach it. Hey, Hoba Sharia, Landala Mohosia. Right now, as I speak to you, the enemy is cooking up a conspiracy. And here you are, you're not spiritual, you lack discernment, you lack all of these things, and don't recognize that it's a conspiracy of the enemy to get you out of place, to frustrate you, to cause you to miss everything that God has planned for your life. But the devil is a liar. I counter every conspiracy. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I counter any conspiracy being cooked in a pot. I counter it. I counter it. I counter it. Now. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I recognize by divine revelation, and I know by insight, hey, that there are many conspiracies. Elo, Muli, Lili, Andala, Mashata. My God, I feel the anointing. I know by the Holy Ghost that there are many conspiracies that are being cooked in a pot against my life. Against KCC, against my marriage, against my family, against my children, against my future and legacy and destiny. Father, in the name of Jesus, I counter every conspiracy that is being cooked in a pot. Any conspiracy that is being botched in the womb of the enemy, I counter it. Every conspiracy that is in a satanic womb, that is in a satanic incubator concerning my family, concerning my children, concerning my destiny, concerning my family, concerning my finances, Father, in the name of Jesus, every conspiracy that is in the church, every conspiracy that is in the house, every conspiracy that is in the land, I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, standing on the word of Isaiah, that every conspiracy shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. Every conspiracy against my legacy, against my future, against my health, against my name, against my country, against my land, by the word of the Lord, I declare that it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. No conspiracy within or without, no conspiracy foreign or domestic, at home and abroad, I declare that no conspiracy will stand, no political conspiracy, no religious conspiracy, no conspiracy in my family, in my finances, in my church, by the word of the Lord, I declare that it shall not stand. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and cancel every conspiracy, interrupt every conspiracy, block every conspiracy, dismantle every conspiracy against your life, against KCC, against the nations of the earth, against this country, every conspiracy that is going on in Ukraine and Russia, every conspiracy against the music ministry, every conspiracy against the women's department, against the men's department, every conspiracy against every tribe, against every leader, against every marriage, against every friendship, relationship, every conspiracy that is being incubated in the womb of Satan, every conspiracy that is in Satan's NICU, hey, by the power of the Holy Ghost and standing on the word of the Lord, I declare that every conspiracy will not stand. Every conspiracy against my mind, against my health, against my body, against my finances, I bind their nobles, I bind their kings, and I declare by the word of the Lord, I chain them now. I chain them now. I chain them now. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and cancel every conspiracy. Leba, lambalakuya, lukulili mi, linkele mandolosha, lalili anzia, zibadohosha, lanjalaba klasomo, lukulili mi klienzele me, lemendele oba, halamataya, ha, tukunu, tukani, nikanene me, lendele bashata, hey, Lukushaba, Lama Mama 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 Masha, Hoba Sia, Hi, Likolobo, Robo Sakula Mande, Yenkelebeke Taya. Lift your voice and cancel every conspiracy, dismantle every conspiracy, interrupt every conspiracy, command every conspiracy to come to naught. That conspiracy at your job, that conspiracy in the classroom, that conspiracy, hallelujah, in your workplace. that conspiracy in the doctor's office, that conspiracy in your office space, I command, hey, by divine authority, holla, bashata, helabo shatia, that conspiracy against your womb, against your prayer life, against your gifting, against your talents, against your ability, against your emotion, every conspiracy, it will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. I counter it. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and pray. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and intercede. Lift your voice. Every conspiracy against the underground prayer movement, every conspiracy, every plot and plan of the enemy against our prayers, against our movement, against intercession, may that conspiracy be countered. May it be blocked. May it be destroyed. May it be dismantled by fire. In the name of Jesus. Kobosha, Yankama. Menkanini mi, mino no mo soto robosha, ilele bebe shete, le baba kasha, le mandala basito lobokotai, yembe bebe 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 shete, itaboko boko boshaba, endele mandale basa. Let me tell you something. Some of you got to learn how to move around. What do you mean? Some of y'all sit in the same seat. That's how the devil know who to plant on your row to frustrate you. Prophet Khan, you just said a mouthful. The devil know where you're going to sit. The devil pays attention to patterns. And you make sure you don't become an enemy to pay attention to people's patterns so that the minute they do something different, the minute they do something that you don't understand, you automatically think something is up. You operate like the devil. Amen. We operate according to the Spirit. You know, I like to clean. I don't do nothing in my house, y'all. God has provided where people do everything for me. But my God, if I cook, what's going on? Who you cooking for? You understand? That's conspiracy. That's you always say, that's the enemy. But sometimes I understand you switch up things in the Spirit. You switch up, you shift things. Make up your bed. Hallelujah. What else I do? I wash the dishes. You know, I may do something. Why? Because I want the devil to never understand my patterns and my movement, because the devil is not omniscient. The devil is not all-knowing. He's not omnipresent. But what he pays attention to is patterns. That's why when you come to church, some of you like to sit in the same seat. But sometimes you need to sit on the right. Sometimes sit on the left. Sometimes sit in the front. Sometimes sit in the back. Move around. Why are you moving around? Because you don't want the enemy to know your movements. Ha! You got to learn how not to create a pattern for the enemy to operate. And some of you are always doing the same thing. Hang with the same people. Do the same thing at the same time every day. So because the enemy knows your movements, he knows who to plant, he knows when to plant, he knows how to plant, he knows exactly what to do, because he knows what frustrates you, what gets under your skin. He knows what situation to bring in your life, and you keep falling for the same trap, and you don't recognize it's a conspiracy. Hey, Malabashata, Lengele Mandalohoba, Hebio Sikanaya, Lenkanenemi Kiantalamo. But right now, I'm going to pray against complications, because the devil wants to create complications in your life. He wants to make everything hard for you. But in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I arrest every complication. I arrest every complication. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, I arrest every complication. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as long as this line praying right now, I arrest every complication, every difficulty spirit, every spirit of hardness that's on assignment that wants to destroy me just because I am my mother's son, just because I am my father's son, just because I'm in the Corinth family, just because of my bloodline. Father, in the name of Jesus, any complication in my marriage, in my finances, in my business, in my relationship, Father, I come against every assignment that wants to cause difficulty. Well, I'm always in a battle,
and I'm always in a fight, and I'm never able to rejoice. Your word declares that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. I command easy in every area of my life. I command easy in my finances, easy in my relationship, easy in my friendships, easy in my covenant, easy in my mind. Father, I thank you for easy. I command easy. Hey, 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 Shata. Oh, Mikashoba. Hey, Malamaza. I arrest the spirit of difficulty. I sentence every difficulty, every misfortune that wants to make everything complicated in my relationship, in my business, where everything is a fight because of my family. Everything is a fight. There's a spirit of sign that wants everybody in my family to struggle and wants you to have difficulty. But I repeal that curse. I repeal that curse. I abolish that sentence, and I decree that it be overturned. I bind. There it is. I bind it. Come on, right now. Bind it. Bind it. Bind it. Bind it. I overturn it. I cancel every curse. I cancel every generational thing. I cancel every familiar spirit. I bind every attack. I bind all curses. I bind every oppressive spirit. I bind every demon of depression. I bind every stronghold of oppression, depression, suggestion. May it be bound. I break it. I break it in peace. I break it in peace. I said, my God, y'all got to pray because I feel the word say on this. Pray against it. Pray against it. Pray. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Release the language of your spirit and break it up. Break it up. Break it up. Break it up. La Shebe. Le Sheba. Le Shababa. Lelebeleba. Lelebele balaba. Lankalamando lakuta. Likaduni mikikankele meklizalamoya. Bundi liviele viala bahasha. My life will be easy. My marriage will be easy. My church will be easy. My ministry will be easy. My children will be easy. Everything in my life will be easy. My children have it easy. My family has it easy. I cancel attack. I cancel difficulty. I cancel struggle. Many may be the affliction of the righteous, but I thank you for divine deliverance. I command deliverance. I decree deliverance. Ah, ha, 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 shanta. Ho, mike shebe. Yambababa sika lamaya. Lantelamaya. Handalahoba. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, I am commanding judgment. I am commanding judgment on every tongue that rise up against you. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rise up against me, I condemn it. I condemn it. I condemn it. Hey, hey, hey. Listen, yo, let me teach y'all something. Kalabashata. All the little children did was say that the prophet had a bald head. And the Bible declares that Elijah cursed them in the name of the Lord. And two she-bears came from out of the woods and ate them little kids up. All because they said he had a bald head. You touch not God's anointed. When God positions somebody, touch not God's anointed. Christ is the anointed and his anointing. When someone is anointed, shut your mouth. This week, last week, I went to a conference. A man had an opportunity to sit down with me for the first time. When he sat down with me, he came to me that next morning. He said, I owe you an apology. I said, what's going on? He said, I woke up this morning and God told me to pray for you. He said, I can't imagine the weight you carry, the battles you have to face. He said, and me and my mouth added to those battles, saying things. I didn't know you.
just listening to what people said. And I allowed my mouth to be added to those that I've never been in your shoes. But God told me to pray for you. And I owe you an apology. Hey, Bashala Bandalakia. Amen. Some of you have put your mouth on people. You owe them an apology. I mean, a genuine repent. Don't be telling them, Lord, I'm sorry. No, you owe them an apology. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophet no harm. And I told y'all, you will see judgment this month. I had a young man from the Houston church. I don't mind saying it. Left. Gonna call me telling me about what somebody said. And I say, brother, you gonna listen to that and make a decision? And left the church. Hadn't seen him. But reached out to me this week. Asking for money. Cars broke down. Nothing working for him. Coming to the man of God. Want me to help him. And you know what the man of God gonna do? Gonna help him. Because that's my heart. But the enemy calls you to listen to things, get you out of place. I'm telling y'all, stay in position. This month, God told me judgment going to hit some people. And you're going to see it. Now, I'm not talking about just in KCC. I'm talking about people outside of KCC who have put their mouth on me and said things. They will not live. They will not live. They will not live. Hear the word of the Lord and assign me unto you what I tell you, thus saith the Lord. There is something getting ready to happen concerning Hillsong Church. You know, like Hillsong Church, the ones who do that singing. This will be a sign unto you. They're not very long from now, you're going to see something concerning one of their pastors or somebody up in the music, but some it's almost like they're going to commit a suicide. You could put this to take this to the bank, and they're going to be saying, they're going to be saying that it's an attack of the enemy. But God told me it's not an attack of the enemy. All right? There's somebody in the Hillsong movement, almost like they're going to commit suicide. All right? It's like they're going to lose it. This is, I mean, hear me specifically. Hillsong, that's that movement, that church movement, you know. Okay? Ikaba Kobosha. I'm not against it. They have wonderful music. I love their music. But something is happening. And I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, and you're going to see. Hey, Bashada Mandala Kutala Masia. I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, you're going to see this come to pass. You hear me very strongly. There's a dark cloud. And I'm saying suicide is going to be imagined by at least one leader in that ministry. And I feel like division is going to prevail. All right? I'm telling you what the Lord said. Ilala baba shandala makutaya. Endele makisala makuya. Ilala mamoko talamandiliasia. Remember I told you, that's the voice of the prophet. Sow your seed now. Ha-ya! Thank you for miracle. Come on, sow that seed in faith now. Sow that seed in faith now. This is serious, y'all. God's going to judge some things this month. God said, well, you're not afraid. That's what he said to Moses. He said that right under the Miriam then. So Miriam, he said, you wasn't afraid to speak against Moses? You wasn't afraid to do that? What made you think it was okay? No way, Jose. Sow your seed in faith now, challenging everybody to sow that $20 seed. Dollar sign, PBCJR. Dollar sign, kingdom, city, culture. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. Meet me in Atlanta the 18th and the 19th of March. Meet me there. I'm getting ready to head to the women's meeting tonight in Charlotte. I believe you have a time with the mothers. It starts at 7. Jacksonville is supposed to be watching. Houston is supposed to be watching. It's a moment with the mothers. They'll be pouring into you that I'm going to come and speak a revelation, a very powerful word that I believe God has given me. Monday and the no. Indanama. Inana makasia. Inala baba shatala boko basi. Yenka bandili kikesa. Yendala hotanaya. Tanuni miki empele de bosa. Iraboho shakalamandia. Wonderful Savior. My Savior's anointing. Hey, bashikano. Handele. Ilalala babansia. Oh, yes, Lord. Hey! Akashaba, akabasha kaba, sikabanda lakuta. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Well, you are blessed. You are favored. We got prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. Prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. I look to see you there. We're believing God for breakthrough and prayer in the morning. I'll be waiting for you on this call. And as I said, women, 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 get there tonight to receive all that God has for you. You are blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. More grace.